God is a problem.
Literally, this summer has been so lit, and one of the many reasons why summer has been so lit for me is because I really was intentional with creating a soundtrack for my summer, and it's made my life feel like a movie. It's made everything 10 times better. Maybe I'm exaggerating, maybe I'm not, but we're going to talk about the reason why the specific soundtrack for my personal summer is doing what it's supposed to do. It's our problem, the boys then, now we will solve them. We could join them together and solve them. Get you done tired, girl, I swear I know, say you don't tire. Every other day, every other man say they're on fire. But, baby, on that. On that. Baby, on that. You better don't drop that thing, yeah. Baby, on that. Girl, you got a whole lot. You better don't drop that in there. Like Kim Kardashian, carry front and carry on. You look like my Aria. I no good mind to marry her. Yeah. I'm gonna search and I'm gonna find and I'm gonna own that. Oh, you're gonna like it, you're gonna love it when I own that. Your problem, it's a problem. This problem, it's our problem. Boys, then, now we go solve them. We go join them together and solve them. Girl, you don't tire. Girl, I swear I know, say you don't tire. Oh, na na na. Every other day, every other man say they're on fire. But baby, on that. On that. On that. Baby, on that. Welcome back to another episode of A Penny and a Pestle, my dear. You're listening to episode 5 of season 4. Guys, the season is slowly coming to an end, but you know, my team is growing. I'm so excited about that, and that means that we can do seasons without having huge breaks. Fingers crossed, knock on wood. But anyways, welcome back to another episode of A Penny and a Peswa. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I'm so excited this topic because it's something that's very near and dear to my heart as a first generation American. And I think it's also very important just because it shows how far we've come as a culture. And that is Afrobeats. We're going to be speaking about Afrobeats in America and how it's grown from at least the time I moved here till now. This episode, this topic is going to be a two-part episode. And today's episode is going to be mostly based on my personal experience and opinion, sprinkled in with a few facts that I found from research. As I mentioned in the intro, I took it upon myself to really make sure that I had the perfect soundtrack for the summer. Now, this doesn't mean I spent hours and hours sitting down curating like a summer soundtrack, but I'm just very intentional with the type of music I listen to because I'm extra about everything. I like to romanticize everything. That being said, if you know me, you know that 98% of the music I listen to is Afrobeats. Now, this summer, I've had the chance to experience Afrobeats in a way I've never experienced it before since I moved to the US. And that's very big for me. And I say it's big for the culture because every place I've ever lived in long term since I moved to the US, when I was in college and now in Colorado Springs, has been predominantly white, has not had a lot of people from the continent of Africa. So for me to say I did not have to really leave my state to enjoy and experience Afrobeats in a way that's special to me is a very major thing. As we all know, Afrobeats is now everywhere. For the last few, I want to say summers for some reason, because I feel like Afrobeats only becomes popular in the summer. But anyways, for the last few years, there have been specific Afrobeat artists or Afropop artists who have made their mark outside of the continent and have acquired a non-African, non-Black fan base. We'll probably talk about that in the next part of this discussion. But I think, you know, rise and exposure of Afrobeats has really changed the way we all experience Afrobeats. There are songs like Last Last, Essence, Calm Down, Love One TT that have been hitting the radio airwaves. And I can't tell you the number of times this summer and last summer that I walked into a store and I've heard Afrobeats being played unprovoked. Whether it's like a playlist that the employees organize or it's on the radio, I've been hearing Afrobeats in the stores more and more lately. And it's not just the popular songs like Calm Down and Last Last and Essence. I've been hearing songs that I feel like even we as, you know, the primary listeners of Afrobeats don't even pay that much attention to, which makes me realize that, okay, it's actually picking up for real. It's not just a trend. Afrobeats is here to stay in America. Give it a visa. The other day I was in traffic and I like to drive my windows down in the summer, play my music or whatever. And I don't remember what song I was playing, but I was hearing Soweto by Vic Tony, the remix, the one that has Rema and the other people, Don Toliver, on it. I was hearing it like in the background. I was like, is my phone playing a video or something? Like, why am I hearing another song on top of the song I'm already listening to? So I paused my music and it was still playing. I turned and the person in the car next to me was listening to Soweto. I'm not one to, you know, say where someone is from, but I'll definitely say that she's not from the continent. And if she is, well, fine. But then I really don't think she is. But it's experiences like that. The other time I was watching TV, and I'm sure most people who have cable, I don't know if you don't have cable, this commercial, you've seen it or not, but there's this company, an alcoholic beverage company, that uses the instrumental of, is it Love One TT? As you know, the music for the commercial. And it's been playing for at least 2 summers now, because it's a summer, the commercial is a summer product, so they promote it during the summer. And I think this is the second summer they've used CK's song. So experiences like that are really making me more, not that I was never proud, but then I'm prouder of the fact that we are more than just, you know, a couple of musicians. We are more than just a certain genre of music. I love it. I love it. And as I speak about genre, we need to remember and understand that Afrobeats is actually not the single one genre on its own, but it's a blanket that consists of different types of genres within itself. For example, if you remember last season, I did an interview with Sylphie, who is a Ghanaian musician, and her genre is Afro Soul. There are artists like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I consider artists like Adekunle to be Afro Pop, and so on and so forth. That's something I will get more into in the next part of this discussion. But for the sake of, you know, clearing the air, I have some information from an article I read. Clarifies the difference between Afrobeats and Afrobeat, which I think will help later clarify why I'm rambling so much about the specific genre. So this is an article by Complex done in August of 2019, and they spoke to P2J, who is a producer and produced songs on Beyoncé's The Gift album and has worked on many other albums, of course, as well. And the article states that the term Afrobeats has been used to describe a collective campaign of different musical styles stemming from Africa, not to get mixed up with Afrobeat, which is a West African music genre blending Fuji and highlife music with American jazz and funk. So again, Afrobeats is a term used to describe many different genres of music, beats with an S. Afrobeat is a specific genre of music that comes from West Africa, mainly Ghana and Nigeria, and it is a style of music that combines what we know as high life, you know, traditional African music, American jazz, and pop. Sorry, not pop, American jazz and funk. Now, when you think Afrobeat, think of musicians like Fela Kuti, Daddy Lumba, J Double Ambule, and the list goes on and on. Our pioneers, our OGs. When you think of Afrobeat, then you can think of the people we know today. The Burna Boys, the Wizkids, the Remas, the Tems. They're Afrobeats musicians who do specific genres. And now that I've finished rambling and giving you a nice little lesson, we'll take a little music break.
Exclusive from soloplay.ng.
I don't know Zusha, my lad don't do plenty waka. It is to call me yoga. You see as my body says, it don't take with me and my guys with a fetch you water. Shout out to my dad, I learned my lesson, both good and bad. Eyes open, ooh la la, nobody be want me for the street, sha. Oh yeah, just say, jekelebe, oh your mess, they also you dig back elements. Did you reason as if I go motivate you to an extent? Now you go use your own leg and the knowledge where I help you get. If you do me evil, just say, prepare for your Kamala. Pray the rain once, live longer. Too many snakes under the grass. Who's I get no misha? For the prophecy I did do I did see many things way past on a regular eyes. Whether now you go, I smoke where they starting from my head, oh, ta 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 ta. Quarter turn the low, the no go take my money go below my neck. Turn the fold it like the no. I know the politician, but I don't see that kind of money. EFCC they feed they hear me, eh wo. Any legal money once upon a time was illegal money. To my generation I be. I don't really fit a vice person for hot weather where they use snow. Now your body go tell you, then you go know. Oh yeah, just say jackelebe, oh your mezi ho, so you dig back elements. You reason as if I go motivate you to an extent. Now you go use your own leg and the knowledge where I help you get. If you do me evil, just say be boy, I'll come alive.
So let's talk about how the Afrobeats movement started. According to a Rolling Stone article titled How Afrobeats is Making the World Listen, in 2006, a crew of young musicians from Nigeria set up the Hottest Coalition of Nigerian DJs. The group comprised artists living in the country as well in the growing diaspora around the world. Their mission was to promote the kind of music that was popular in West Africa at the time. These were tunes with elements of electronic and dance music set to African percussion, as well as including hints of highlife, dancehall, hip-hop, and R&B. Origins traceable across the spectrum of black expression. The article goes on to state that it was obvious that Africans living abroad were craving their own music because that's one of the ways they could connect back home, says DJ Neptune, one of the earliest members of the coalition. Afrobeats became a thing after these group of Nigerian artists and DJs got together and said, hey, let's, you know, promote this music not just in Africa but across the world. And DJ Neptune, which we all know, a Nigerian DJ, was one of the early members of this coalition, which I find very interesting. Of course, from the beginning there were groups like P Square and musicians like Tubaba and Dibanj who
were, you know, the early starters of the game. And they really drew inspiration from OGs like Fela Kuti, Djedubleambule, Kudra Entry, etc., etc. Now, as time has moved on, more and more Afrobeats music has been promoted, and obviously more and more Afrobeats artists have been discovered. As we all know, most of the Afrobeats artists who are popular hail from Nigeria. Now, for me, this makes me think about how when I was younger, when we wanted to listen to Ghanaian or, yeah, Ghanaian music, we would have to have CDs mailed to us from family members in Ghana. Now, I can easily go on Apple Music and look up various Afrobeat playlists, which I don't know when those playlists actually started, but this just shows you how it has spread across the world and how a few people have been able to create something that so many years down the line has, you know, created this whole new culture that we're also used to. And I think it's interesting that this all just started in 2006. Maybe it started a little bit before, but according to the article, it's 2006. Now, when we think of Afrobeats, the first few musicians that come to mind, Burna Boy. I'm biased. You know me already. I'm a Burna Boy fan. Burna Boy, Wizkid, Rema. These people are who I call the hard hitters. How their sounds have been received by a wider audience or the world in general. If you think of someone like Wizkid is really a, you know, traditional African music, but Wizkid has a sound that is very distinct and doesn't really mimic American music. Like, his sound stays true to his Nigerian roots, but then it's also relatable to people who are not African or Nigerian. And I really feel the same way about Rema. I think Rema is probably one of the most unique Afrobeats musicians I know, because his sound is just very different. He has a trap side to him. He has his hip-hop side to him. A little bit of R&B. You sprinkle the little Afrobeats in there and then you get Rema. And the same thing for Burna Boy. I think Burna Boy is very much, he has his Afrobeats as his bass sound. But then he, also one thing about Burna Boy that we all know is that he does a lot of sampling. He pulls a lot of inspiration from different artists across the world. So I think those elements of each of these artists is what makes them, you know, big Afrobeats artists outside of the continent of Africa and outside of the African diaspora. Their sounds are very African and familiar to the African culture, but then at the same time, their sounds are very familiar to people who don't hail from the African culture at all. And I mean, you can have your arguments about that, but then at the end of the day, that's what has made them able to break out of the boundaries of Africa. Sometimes when you close your eyes and listen to Rema, for example, the song we played during our break, HOV, if you close your eyes and you don't know who Rema is, you wouldn't really think, you wouldn't be able to place where exactly he's from. Now, again, this is not me trying to say that they are not African or their music is not African enough, but this is me trying to make the point that their sounds are so unique and specific to them as artists that anyone can relate to it. And that's the type of music they aim to make. There are artists like Fela Kuti, who, he was worldwide well-known. Bob Marley, worldwide well-known. But they made music specific to their culture and to things that were relatable to the people who are from that culture. They were very political with their music. They were very motivational with their music. But with artists like Burna Boy and Wizkid, even though they are relatable to people from their culture, it's also relatable to Jane in Colorado Springs, apparently, because everybody in Colorado Springs is all of a sudden listening to Afrobeats. Now, the unfortunate side of Afrobeats for me personally, and just Afrobeats also, is that women are just not involved enough. And you know how much I care about my girlies. I know recently Tiwa Savage was, it wasn't recently, she was given an honorary degree maybe a year ago or so. And then she also performed at King Charles's coronation. I could be wrong about this, but I definitely would say that Tiwa Savage is one of the people who paved the way for Afrobeats to leave the continent of Africa. And again, correct me if I'm wrong, I think she was a backup singer for Beyonce. I could be wrong, not sure. But again, Tiwa's sound is very unique to who she is. It's relatable to we Africans, but it's also relatable to Jane in Colorado Springs. I'm sorry, Jane, I don't know you, but I'm gonna be using you as an example because your name is it was there, so I had to say it. Another person who I think is, you know, very relatable across all boards is Amaray. Amaray is like me. She's Ghanaian American, you know, Ghanaian American baddie. And she, honestly, if I was a musician, I'd probably be close to Amaray's sound. She's very unique in all aspects of personality, her music, relatable to African, but also relatable to everyone else everywhere. People actually argue that Amaray is not African enough in her sound. I don't agree. And that's just my opinion. That's yours. I think Amaray is within the realms of an Afrobeats artist. And also, at the end of the day, even if she's not, again, this is my opinion, there's nothing wrong with that. Not every African out of the diaspora needs to be within some genre under the Afrobeats umbrella. It would be really nice if we had some African musicians who are, like, you know, in the genre of hard rock or something. That would actually be very, very dope. And actually, there's a playlist on Apple Music. Apple Music is really doing well with plugging these African artists. There's a playlist on Apple Music, and I forgot the name, but I'm going to link it in the description of this episode and on the Instagram stories. But it's a playlist that specifically is a curation of African musicians, so from all over the continent of Africa, who have a very unique sound that doesn't fit into any genre in general. And there's some really good songs on there. If you listen to my, not mine, but if you listen to the Cloud9 playlist for A Penny in a Peswa, a lot of the songs on there are from that playlist. And I just, that playlist is specifically meant for songs that are not your typical songs. Yeah, I feel like there'll be a point in time where that type of music will also pick up. We're working our way there. But anyways, moving on to an artist like Tems. Tems is that girl. She's really done a lot for herself and her career in the last
year and a half or so.
And Tems is a good example of how Afrobeats is very not, you know, cookie cutter music and not a cookie cutter sound, you know. I think at some point, maybe the next episode where I speak about Afrobeats, we will speak about the downsides of Afrobeats. We will speak about, you know, why is Afrobeats so Nigerian dominated. I just have a problem with that. Now that I live and have lived in the US for as long as I have, I actually don't care anymore. Because the thing is that I'm in a place where any form of blackness that I see, I want to jump and go and talk to that person. So now that doesn't bother me as much. But I am bothered that some of the wonderful Ghanaian musicians we have are just not, the Ghanaian music industry is just not picking up the way I would like it to pick up. And if you listen to Kojo Sheldon, you will know that he agrees. He agrees with me, and at least I've gotten one, you know, credible source that agrees with me. So that'll be something we'll discuss in the next part of this discussion. For now, we're gonna go on another break. I know I've rambled a lot, but I'm so excited for this topic. And honestly, this season is supposed to be 8 episodes, but if the numbers on this episode run up, we're gonna do 9 episodes, guys. Anyways, let's go on a little music break. I need to stop using these music breaks as an opportunity to disturb everyone's peace of mind. Anyways, well, we're at the end of this episode. And remember last week when I told you that something terrible happened to me and I would tell you guys? I'm not going to tell you. Actually, if you want to know, let me unapologetically plug myself. Follow me on Instagram. At some point, I think I will tell that story. It's about to storm outside. The wind is blowing. Is it not summer? What is this? Anyways, it better not hail. I'm tired of this summer hail. What is the meaning of this? I wonder what winter is going to do. Anyways, yeah, head to my personal Instagram if you want to know, you know, the terrible thing that happened to me. But as we're coming to the end of the show, I just wanna, do you know what I just realized? I want to order food, but the way it's storming, I don't wanna put any food delivery person through that. Because for what reason? Anyways,
will you be in this storm trying to deliver some Popeyes to me?
Oh. Anyways, I wanna end this show by talking about some experiences I've had with Afrobeats this past summer. If you follow me on my personal Instagram, you know that this summer I've not been sitting down at one place. I've been up and about and everywhere, you know. And funny enough, everywhere I've been to, I've been able to experience Afrobeats in a way I've never experienced it before. Even in Ghana. So, but I'm going to speak about my most recent experiences. If you know, then you know. Rema is currently in the middle of his North American tour. I think today, as I am recording, he's currently in Minneapolis. On Monday, he was in Denver. And you know I was there. And it was a show. He said it's not a show. He said it's a party. And it was a party. Like, I really enjoyed that. A lot of African musicians come to Denver
But because I've just not been here, I just don't pay attention to that. Now that I'm here for some time, I'm definitely going to be heading up to more shows up in Denver. At some point, Adekunle Gold, I can't believe it, is coming to Denver. I'm gonna go. Wizkid is coming to Denver. I'm gonna go. And I'm gonna go have a good time. But Rema's show was amazing. It was just lovely to see so many Black people in one place enjoying themselves. That's like one of my favorite things to see. Just Black people being happy. I will say though, there were a lot of non-Black people. And you know, I was kind of surprised that how much they knew the songs. They weren't as, you know, ready to get down and party as the rest of us were, but they'll get there. As they're introducing themselves into the Afrobeats, they have to understand that that's part of the Afrobeats lifestyle. There was this group of people in front of me, and there was this guy who was really pumped, and he was like, yeah, me and my friend, we started listening to Rema. Who's Rema? That's what I wanted to say, but he was like, we started listening to Rema. We're really on that Wizkid shit. And I'm like, okay, now relax. But I mean, it was just nice to see people who are not Black really enjoy Afrobeats. And that's the beauty of Afrobeats coming to the diaspora. I will say though, when Rema was singing Fresh Young Nigga, I was turning my head left and right to see if any of these non-Black people will say. I'm like, first of all, just don't even sing along at all, because that song has the N-word in it so many times that there's no way you can sing it without, you know. So I was really turning my head to see, but luckily none of them were around, because I would have knocked somebody over there. aside from that experience, on Saturday, the friend who I went to the Rema concert with also invited me to an Afrobeats like night at a bar/club in the Springs. When she sent me the flyer, I was like zooming out, like, are we sure this is the Springs? This is not the Springs, but it was the Springs. It was about 5 minutes away from where I live, actually. And we went to that, and it was really fun. I was surprised to see that many Africans lived in the Springs who were in that age group, at least. And it was really nice to just, I danced my ass off. It was nice to dance the night away. I was too happy because ever since I've moved to Colorado Springs, especially after college, I've only been able to dance like that to Afrobeats in my house. So the fact that I was able to be out with other people who enjoy Afrobeats was just a beautiful experience. And the people who organized it are organizing another one. And apparently something they've been doing all summer long. I will be attending as long as my two legs work. I will say, when I came back that Saturday night, I got home at 3:30 a.m. My legs were non-existent. My waist didn't even come home with me. Like, not my gogo. I was tired and sore, but it was so worth it. It was so worth it. And I can't wait for the next one. Hopefully, like, I'm not like sick or something, because the way my throat is sore right now. Anyways. On that note, as I always say, I would like to bring the show to an end. We will pick up this Afrobeats discussion again before the season ends. Look out for part 2, where I will discuss more details of the influence of Afrobeats in the U.S., If there is anything you think I should talk about in that episode, if there are any song requests you have for us, let us know by sending a DM to @penny_and_apeswa on Instagram. Don't forget to follow us. And yeah, that's the end of this episode. I'm actually going to order my food before it starts raining, because it hasn't started raining yet. So I'm going to get some food. And please do say, I'll see you. One day we'll see each other. But until then, I will invade your ear space in the next episode. Stay tuned and stay safe. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Penny and a Peswa. Stay in the loop and join the conversation by following us on Instagram and Twitter at @a_penny_a_peswa. All guest information can be found in the description of today's episode. You can listen to A Penny and a Peswa on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all podcast listening platforms. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review of 5 stars. See you on the flip side. Just have every memories of your life. What's the reason why we're still out here? Chickily can give me one better thing or two. Make a nigga suit and tie, let him fly like.